top of a chosin's bed, you should know muter lintoisoi or mutter leperkoi. You're allowed to put it up on Shabbos, and you're allowed to take it down. So even though before we had a kila zosim the rabbanon, but the kila you put on top of the chosin's bed, that's mutter. So Rashi, why? Kilas chastanim loydam yilashar kilas. It's not daima to all other kilas. Sheshar kilos, all other kilas, all other canopies, prusais agave kinuf, it's spread upon on top four different poles. Shilo dalad raglayim. V'yesh lo gag debi oil. So middle on top, it's flat on top across. There's a big oil. V'shel chasanim mashenk. Gag means there's a big roof. There's a big wide roof on top, and all four sides, it comes down the canopy. That's how they're also to do midrabonim. Mashenk in the trashi v'shel chasanim. But the chasanim, how do they make the canopy? V'shel chasanim agabi naklitin. She'enam ele shnayim v'emtzias hamita v'kona nosan aleim. A chasana makes like on the two on the front of the bed and the back of the bed. There's a stick going up, and on top there's one stick going across it. And you throw the sheet, you throw the canopy over it, so it comes down like a tent. Like there's a point on top, and then it's meshupa. It goes slanted to both sides of the bed. But there's only one board, one beam going straight across on top of the bed. On this middle of the bed going straight across. And from that beam, you throw across at the canopy, and it starts to come down slanty one side and slanty the other side. But the top point doesn't have an oil tefach. There's no gag of a tefach. That's why it's mutter, it's not called an oil. Shashi va'beged nosen olav v'noifu l'kan l'kan. When the beged falls down, it falls down like a tent looks. V'yein lo gag tefach, a tent doesn't have on top even a tefach wide. Hilkach lav oilu. Therefore, it's not called an oil, and that's why it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. Omer Rav Sheshis, Breid Ravidi, Lo Yamor, and this is only said, Elo Shein Vegag Tefach, in a case where there's no, the gag, the width of the top roof, is not a tefach wide, it's not even 4 inches. Havu Yesh Vegag Tefach Asur, Yishno, if it is wide a tefach, then Avad Ritzosu. Vaita Vegayen Vegag Tefach, even on top with a wide, it's not wide a tefach, the roof is not wide a tefach, and now it comes to a point like, Nami lo yamorin. We only say it's mutter ela shein bepochus mishloisha somuch legag. Where when you start going downwards less than 3 tevachim, we always say loved. So when you start going downwards less than 3 tevachim, it still doesn't spread out to be a width of a tefach. Avu yesh bepochus mishloisha. But if from a little bit less than 3 tevachim somuch legag near the gag tefach, if you like come down a little bit and put your hand there and see how far it spreads apart, the two sides of the tent, there will spread apart a tefach, then it will be awesome. Because since you say Gimel Tevachim is loved, it's attached, it's as if the top of the tent first starts from there. So there, it's spread apart, the width is a tefach, then it'll be awesome. That's called, you make it an oil arai on Shabbos. It's a shalif yigurus, the next part of the Gemara. The Gura said that some Yishenim are not gurus, it's in Allah, we don't hold like this. But the gear says, "V'lo yamar another chumra." We say it's mutter ela shein b'shipua tefach. If the whole slant, when it comes to the bottom of the bed, it's not wide a tefach, then it's mutter. Avo yesh b'shipua tefach. If we look at the bottom of the bed, that the canopy starts out way on top like it's a point, but then it starts the chumra coming down on both sides of the bed. So from the bottom, it is the shipua tefach. Then we say it's spread out on bottom more than a tefach, which usually every kilur is shipu ayilim kailim domi. Since on the bottom it's spread out, so if it's spread out on the bottom more than a tefach, that's awesome. It's a pella. I mean, what do we care what's doing on the bottom? For the word is on top, you have to have a gag. That's why some Rishonim in Halacha, we don't hold like this. Abi on top, the gag is not wide, the tefach, it's mutter. So Rashi says, each side doesn't spread out lamata on the bottom of the bed. It's not a wider tefach. From mamish the middle, like if from the beam on top you put a string coming straight down on the bottom on each way, it would not spread out the tefach. The width on the bottom, it's not even 2 tefachs wide. It's not even 2 tefachs wide. How could you sleep underneath it? Pasha, the canopy is on top of the bed, you sleep underneath the canopy. How is it possible to sleep if it's not even 2 tefachs wide? Like a person's body is more than 2 tefachs, more than 8 inches wide. So Rashi and Echnami, Fekilos chasanim eino asu yilishan. It's not meant to sleep on tachter. People don't sleep underneath it. Right? It's only made there for show. Well, since it's only made there for show, so that's when it's mutter. That's the girsa. But if the bottom would be spread out more than 2 tefachs, then it would be bosa. Weiter, well, we don't hold like this halacha. Though we don't say this, el d'leinochas mipurya tefach. If when the canopy on top, it wasn't a tefach. When it spread out now, it came down the bed. If it didn't come down below the bed, a tefach. Avonochas mipurya tefach also. But if it came down below the bed, a tefach, down from the bed, then it's also. So drashi avonachto mipurya tefach. Hohu tefach hukir liyoyil. Since it comes down below the bed, a tefach, below the bed, so then that's called the kira wool, li'oil, to the tent. V'yamita nasas le'gag, and the top of the canopy, that becomes its gag. So churv nisalok would be also to put a bedspread over a bed. Because when you put the bedspread over the bed, it comes down more than a tefach, more than 4 inches on the side of the bed. So that should make it like that's the wool, and the top of the bed, that's the kira, that's the oil, that's the gag. But if it's not that way. Here the Milo is, it's like a tsirifim. Here the Maisa, you have a canopy on top of the bed. So the canopy on top of the bed, that's like a gag. But we're saying though, since it's not wide, a tefach, it doesn't have a shame gag. But now, if you have on the bottom of the bed, it comes down a tefach, we put two and two together. Since you have walls coming down on the bottom of the tefach, and on top of the bed you have a kilo. So even though it by itself is not called a gag, it doesn't have a tefach, but with the tziruf of the walls coming down from the bottom of the bed, it gives it a shen gag. But it's only where there's a type of an opening on top of the bed, a kilo. Mashenken stama bedspread, you put on top of the bed, then avadu is muta. Invite him. The Yomer Rav Sheshis, pray the Rav Idi. Hai sinoi shori. So Rashi learns to wear a sinoi is muta. What's called a sinoi is a trashi. Koiva shalavet, a type of a thick hat. Wearing a thick hat, shalavet usually means thick material. It's also to walk out with a thick hat on Shabbos. For the morai v'itma sinoi yoser, don't forget. Amar Sheshes, the first Sheshes says, Amar Sheshes b'reidu avidi hai sinoi shori. You're allowed to walk out with a hat on Shabbos. For the morai v'itma, we learned sinoi yoser. It's also to walk out with a hat on Shabbos. Who is a stiro? And the Gemara goes kasha, ho the ispe tefach, ho the lespe tefach. As if the brim of the hat sticks out of tefach, then it's also to walk out with it on Shabbos. And posha the yisur is oil. Then it looks like you have an oil. You have like a roof on top of you. It's protecting you from the sun. It's also to put it on Shabbos to wear it. Mashenken, if it's less than the brim, it's less than the tefach, then it's mutter. So Rashi also lotses by the Shabbos coming before Shabbos. Soon we'll explain what the yisur is. Hi the ispe tefach. Shumis pashet lahalam eroshe tefach. It spreads out on top of the head of tefach. Is also mishum oil. Then it's also let Rashi claw mishum oil. It looks like you have an oil. Mashenken, if the brim is less than a tefach, then it's mutter. Fredi Mori, elu meyate, if so, sharviv beglimo tefach hochinami de mechayiv. Hey, sharviv means the talish you're wearing, you put over your head, and it sticks out a tefach. You're going to tell me it's also to walk out with that, or to put it on that way. That's called an oil. Rashi Lumiyata Shava Maglima Tefach Haniach Talisi Aroshe. Somebody puts the towel on top of his head. Kederach Shumasatef, the way we use by davening. Verachiko Lahalam Aroshe Tefach, and the towel sticks out more than a tefach. You're going to tell me there's an Issa oil? The Vazif Shat is, that's not Daim, it's oil. That's Derach Tzvam Albush, that's the way you wear the clothing. So Rashi learns, Enachnami, the Gemara's Choizen now. So Vada hat doesn't have an Issa oil on it. A hat. Since it's a malbush, you're wearing it, there's no is oil. So there would trick back to the kasha. One place it says it's mutter, one place it says it's awesome. Then Rashi elo lekasha. The Gemara elo lekasha. Hod the mehedik, hod the loy mehedik. It depends if the hat is tight on your head, then you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Hey, whether it's wide a tefach, whether it's not wide a tefach, it doesn't land Rashi. We're chosen now from the pshat for oil. It doesn't make a difference how wide the brim is. So the vort is, if it's tight on your head or not, and we're afraid maybe the wind will come and blow it off you, and then when you pick it up, you walk with the Dal Damis. So Rashi Elo, time alav mishumoilu. But being chayzer, it's not a nisim mishumoil anymore. Ela mishum shelo yagbiyanu haruach, that the wind should not blow it off your head. Hey roishay, v'yosei le'asui abamis, and you come to walk with the daldamis. Hilkach mehedik roishay shapishari. If it's on your head tight, then it's mutter. Loi mehedik osim, and it's not tight, then it's tak osim. According to Rashi, it's also this way, that if you walk out with a hat that's bigger than your size, a hat too big, there's a chash, the wind may blow it off you. It's like also to walk out with it on Shabbos, because it's a gzera, maybe the wind will blow it off you, and when you pick it up, you walk with the daldamis. So some want to say that if you're not wearing a yarmulke underneath it, then you don't have the gzera, because if you're not wearing a yarmulke and the hat falls off, when you go to pick it up, there's no gzera you come to walk with the daldamis, because you're not going to walk without a yarmulke. As the gzera will only apply if you are wearing a yarmulke under your hat. So then we're afraid that the hat will fall off you, but the yarmulke will stay on top of you. So then we're afraid when you pick up the hat, you may walk by mistake with the daldamis. Tosis learns a little bit different. Tosis learns, no, the Gemara's teretz is still mishum oil. Tosis learns, hod mahadik pirish rach, she'ena nichvach, in a case where the brim is not bendable, it's like thick material. The oz nira kein oil. Then it looks like an oil. To learn a headache, shu nichvach v'yoz e nira ki oil. As the Gemara's kasha was, if you can tell me it's us to wear a hat that's wide, the brim is wide at tefach, because that looks like an oil, because the Gemara hu adin, if you have a talus on top of your head, and the talus sticks out of tefach, it should be us to wear it. But the Gemara's teretz was, hod in a headache, traces means, it depends how thick the material is. If the hat is a thick material that can't bend, it's not bendable, then it looks like an oil. Mashenkin a talus is bendable. There it doesn't look like an oil. So, according to Tosfos, it's also to walk out with a hat that the brim is wider tefach. So, lemaisa the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosfos, that's also both halachas. The paskins like Tosfos and like Rashi, that you're not allowed to walk out with a hat that the brim is a tefach wide. Mishum oil, it's even if it's tight on your head, still it's also to walk out. And then hu adin, if you wear a hat that even though the brim is small, it's not a tefach wide, there's no issur mishum oil. But if it's too big on you, that the wind can blow it off you, it's also to walk out with it. The wind will blow it off and you can't walk with the daldamis. So of course, Mr. Shana, what's the etta for us that some people have, the brim is very wide, what's the etta to walk out with it if it's more than a tefach? So some learn the heter is even called the Tosfos, that our hats are bendable. Since the brim goes up and goes down, it's got called nichva. Some most learn that our hats, bechlau, we don't use it, mishum oil. That's not the reason why the brim is wide at tefach to protect us from the sun. So since we're not doing it for that kavanah, avada it's mutaris. The Gemara's taught me this hat was like a sun hat, that you're wearing bedafka to protect you from the sun. That's why it looked mishum oil. But we don't wear it, bechlau, for that kavanah, that's why some say it's mutar. And the third sheet is the same as Rashi sheet of the Chalal. They say that there's no yisur oil by your hat. The only yisur is, we're afraid maybe the wind will come to blow it off. So if it's totally, if it's on your head tight, and it goes down deep, that you're not afraid the wind will blow it off, then take it's mutim. But if you're afraid, it's awesome. Nice, a little bit of a shalom of this, come to say, really, that the gzera is, anything you're afraid the wind will blow off, we're afraid maybe you pick it up and walk with the daldamas, you shouldn't walk out with it on Shabbos. So for the shalom is if you walk with the talus on Shabbos in the street, the Kura'a talus is, everybody knows that sometimes it falls off you. Even in shul, sometimes the talus falls off you. And avada, if you walk through the street and there'll be a little wind, avada, it's very shchir, if you don't hold it down, you know, with your hands, that the wind will blow it off. So Kura, it should be also to walk out with it, because you should be afraid maybe the wind will blow off the talus, and then you come to walk with it, daldamis. So no, some people want to find that the some people make a bow, not a bow, like it's in the front of you, they tie, when they walk with Shrabim, they tie the two ends to make like a little, to tie it up, so it shouldn't fall off you. Around your neck, you just make a little, not a real knot, just put it in, tuck it under once. Some people wear, there are some people that want to be makel and say, Bechlaud, that by talus it wouldn't blab the gzer, maybe you walk with the daldamis. Because really a talus, normal, we don't walk with it with Shusarabim. We don't walk with the talus on the street. Now why are we walking with it on Shabbos? Because we know you're not allowed to carry it on Shabbos. That's the reason why you're wearing it. So if it's here, there won't be there, maybe you'll pick it up and walk with the daldamis. It's a hat, something else, a regular clothing that you wear it a whole weekday in the street. send out the gzera, if it falls off, maybe you come to walk with it. Just like in the middle of the weekday, you walk with it, holding it. But a talis b'chlal, we don't walk with in the street in the middle of the weekday. The only time we wear a talis in the street is only on Shabbos. Why? Because we're not allowed to carry it. That's why we're wearing it. So here, there's no gzera to say if it comes off, you'll come to walk with it. But that's goof of the hecka. The only reason why you're wearing it is because you know you're not allowed to carry. So here, they wouldn't blive the gzera, you'll come to carry with it. All right, we'll stop here. Sholach lei, right after two dots. Sholach lei Rami by Yecheskel le Rafuna. Rami by Yecheskel esk Rafuna. Ein malon easy, tell us please, hanach mili mal yisod, these good things you heard, the yamret lon mishmei de Rav, that you said over the name of Rav. It's used to say over Allah is the name of Rav. So yes, and tell us over some of these halachis. Tarti b'shabes, two halachis, what's negated to the Shabbos, v'chodah b'teirah, and one is like a garator negated to stam b'teirah. He tell us over these things. So Rashi learns tati b'Shabbos v'chodah b'teirah. So Rashi shohoyis rogul leimer shnei tevorim mishmoi v'ilcha Shabbos v'yachas b'teirah kadekamon. Two things in Hilcha Shabbos and one in Hilcha Teirah. So tomorrow b'Shabbos, what would halachas in Shabbos? Sholach lei. Hodetanya, that we learned before. Gud v'kisna, mutil in toisa. We had before, that's this piece of skin that's like a barrel, that's like a pitcher, that you want to stretch it out. So we had before, it was also to stretch it out. Here we're saying now you are allowed to stretch out this piece of leather to make it in the form of a pitcher. So the Gemara says here it's muta. Omarav, lo shonu el v'beiz b'nei yodim. It's only muta to stretch it out if two people are doing it together. Avo b'yodim mechadosa. But if one person is stretching it out by himself, then it's also. So Rashi learns like this. Good b'kisnat Rashi, good b'rutsuwaiso. If you have a piece of leather that's made like a pitcher, and you want to stretch it out now, so here it has it has the straps attached on it. O munach al mokim kavua, and the pitcher is like on the post. It's on its mokim kavua. Shaloi. Is mutil and taisa b'shabbos. Here you're allowed to be noteir on Shabbos. You could plant this, you could put it up on Shabbos. Yezrashi b'hodi amor liyel, potter avol osur. I, the Gemara, Anom Alev says, it's also midrabonin to stretch out this like flask made out of leather. Yezrashi heicha delehevi mesukim bekistin. That's the Gemara before us talking about. You don't have the straps attached to the pitcher before Shabbos. Then there's like an issa oil of stretching it out on Shabbos. But here we're talking about, like we had before, we have the straps attached to the pitcher before Shabbos, so it's kamat oimid, it's very easy to stretch it out, so it's like you started to do it before Shabbos. And since this is only an oil arai, it's called like being moisif al oil arai, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. So we have this type of a pitcher, a flask, made out of leather, they just want to stretch out the strings that are there, it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. So now Rav is mazbar, when is the mutter? Only with two people. If you have two people, then they don't have to stretch it out too much. So that's not daima to an oil. Mashman oil is, the more you stretch it out, that makes it look like an oil. Then you have to stretch it out very good. First you like tie it on strong onto one peg. The koshri boy, you tie it down well. Then you go and pull it on the other side and stretch it out well. Alzu on the other peg. The koshroi bo. Kach pirsha rabbis. This is the Rashi heard from the Rebbe. The chay matzos to betrubus agreinim. Of the Rashi ven yodei mahal. Rashi himself doesn't understand too clear what the chilek is. I'll tell part of Messiah chilek that you can stretch out this flask. To open it up, if it has strings on it before Shabbos, it's mut to open it up because it's just called being moistif. On an oil arai, that's only if you have two people doing it. But then you can stretch it out nicely and you don't have to pull it. But then one person has to pull it down, has to stretch it out, that's more daima to its oil. So with one person it's also. By Domra Abaya, the kilo,
If you want to stretch out like a tent, a kilo or a canopy on top of the bed, v'kilo, afilu biyud b'nei odam osir. Even with 10 people, it's also to do it. Rashi doesn't say pshat this, because there is shved meforshim exactly what the hezber is. Some learn is talking about a kilo, that on top there is a gag of a tefach, and therefore when you have 10 people picking it up, it's kamat zuchi, you'll be making the tefach. So therefore there's no eitzah. Even with 10 people helping you, you can't stretch out a kilo. Before we had a kilo is mutter. A kilo before we had is mutter when the top is not a gag tefach. It's not wide, a tefach on top. That doesn't have a shame gag. Therefore you could just stretch out the kilo, spread it out. Mashenkin here would spread out a tefach. There's no eitzah to spread it out. Even with 10 people together, you can't spread it out. Well, ef shod lemimtach purta. You have to pick up a little bit, or else stretch out a little bit, and that's daima to an oil. So this is one halacha about Shabbos. The more idach mahi, what's the second halacha he said about Hilka Shabbos? Tanya, kiruk, we have this type of oven. She nishmeto achas miyakoseo. Like one of its legs came out of place. Is mutla tautla. He holds it's not called muksi yet, and still could touch it. Mashenkin shtayim, if two of its legs came out of its place, awesome. Then it's muksa, you're not allowed to touch this kiruk anymore on Shabbos. Rav Amado, Rav says no. Afilu chad nami yosur. Even if just one leg comes out of its place, the kira now is muksa. Terakash is why. I had heard since the beginning of Shabbos it was mukhin, it was a kli. Like, why is it always clean now? So what if one leg came off? But it's still usable for something, could have some use from it. Maybe it's a kli shom after the yisur, but it should have a shem kli on it. So the reason why he says if one leg comes off, it's osram, it's gzera shem yitaka. It's a new gzera. Anytime one leg comes off, now get it to a chair or a table also. If one of the legs come off, that's possible to stick it back in again, but it came out of a hole. And all you got to do with this leg is just stick it back into the hole, so I've gone and made exer, and now that I touch that chair, that chair becomes muktzah. Because we're afraid if you come to touch it, you may want to put the stick, the leg, back in its place, and that'll be an isser, a shem yitoka. Rashi, shem yitoka, kishemechabalo haregu. When you put the leg back in, you can't because if you put it very strong. That's considered mamish like a binyan. It should be yours, Tanakama. Avo Tanakama holds the svarum. If only one leg comes out, lechayish lemitka kulihai. If one leg comes out, we're not afraid you may fix it up on Shabbos. Therefore, it's not muksam. But now Rav holds no. Even when just one leg comes off the kiram, or now we're saying it's lavdaska the kiram, it could even be a chair or a table. If one leg comes off the chair, and it's possible to put the leg back into the chair, it's gzera shem yitoka, they made it into muksa. Not allowed to touch it at all. So it depends. If the chair plotzes, the table plotzes, that you can't put the foot back on, like a piece of metal breaks in half, that you can't put it back, then there's no gzera. Then it's not muksa. The table, the chair, could still be used for something. It's not muksa. But frankly, if it's type of a leg that just comes out, and you could stick it back in again, then the Rabbonim were geyser. Maybe you come to put it back in on Shabbat, that's an issue the rice of binyan. So the Rabbonim made geyser, it has a din of a muktzah, not to touch it at all. Fight the Torah. What's the law he said about Torah? The Yom HaRav, I see the Torah, she teshtakach mi Yisrael. The come of man, when Klai Yisrael will forget the Torah. Shenema, the Pasuk says in the Devarim, the Hiflu Hashem es ma Klai Yisrael. Like a Hiflu Hashem will make wonders of Makosechel, hit you with wonders. He is aflozu any day mahu. What does this wonders mean? Kishuaymu, when the Pasuk said in Shayo, Lochen hinani Yosef lahafli yasamazer hafli vofelim. The Hebrew will make more tremendous wonders. Heviyoyma haflozu Torah. I say now what the wonders means about Torah, that Klaiso will forget the Torah. How do you know in the Pasuk is Shayo what it means about Torah? So Rashi says, because the end of the Pasuk is, say for the crew of the Ovdo Chochmas Chachomov. There will be half of a fellow. There will be such wonders that even the Chachamim will forget the Torah. So that's what Hifl here also means. Hashem will make wonders that Klai Yisrael will forget the Torah. Tana Rabbonin. Kishenichnus Rabbeinu L'Kerem B'Yavnim. Omru Asid the Torah Shetishtakach Mi'Yisrael. They also said like this. So come as man when Klai Yisrael will forget the Torah. Shenem Mother Pasuk and Omer says, Hine Yomim Boyim Yom Hashem L'Kim. V'Yishlachti Roh Voretz. I'll make a hunger in the world. Lo Roh the Lechem. There won't be hunger for bread. For like some of the mayim, they won't be thirsty for water. Kiim l'shmoyes duri Hashem. They'll be thirsty to hear Torah. That's what they'll be thirsty about. V'lo yimson, they won't find it. V'lo yimson, they won't find it. Now, dvar Hashem, what does that mean? Zu halacha. They won't find halacha. Zu halacha. Dvar Hashem, ze haketz. They won't know the ketz. What does the case mean? Rashi lo yadanam hecha. What it means, what vice of the case means, they won't think about the Mashiach. Dvar Hashem zu nevuah. There won't be any more nevuah. Oma yishertu to levakish as Dvar Hashem, that they'll look around to find the Dvar Hashem. Omru, I see the isha, shetito kikul shatruma. An isha will have a bread that's made from truma. The task of the botim kinesio shall go to the shuls, the botim midrashes, lay them to mehi v'imtayrim. To find out a poshet halacha, could a piece of bread become tummy or not? Is halacha anything wrong if truma became tummy or not? Even that much they won't know. V'yei maven, nobody will know. Imtayrihi, v'imtamehi. They won't know if it's tayr or tamehi. Fred Gemara behedjuk sivvei. I mean, what it says in Torah Shabbatzav, that's not shaykh to forget. What it says, the parish in the Chumash, you're not going to forget. That's written. Maybe we'll forget Torah Shabbatim. If the Gemara and Ishik, they can't make such mistakes to know if there's no din tumah by truma. But there's often a passage that says, Mikol oicho, ashi yocho, that you're not allowed to eat from something that's tummy. Shrashi bet yiksiv, the Torah Shabbatzav, a reiksuva v'nachas yikra v'yira. So everybody should take a look to see the pasuk says that a truma tume, you're not allowed to eat when it's tume. So what's going to be the shalom? So tomorrow, elo leida im rishon hi vim shnihi. Well, they won't know halachas about hilchas tuma. They won't know whether it's a rishon l'tuma or whether it's a sheni l'tuma. V'yein maven, they won't know. So tomorrow, nein, honami mastisne, it's also a braisa. It's not from the braisa. Kiritnan. Hasheretz, mishnah. Hasheretz shenim tzubatanur. You find the sheretz inside the oven. If you have bread inside the oven, the bread becomes a sheni utuma. The sheretz goes inside the klicheris. Now it's metama the avir, even though it doesn't touch the walls of the klicheris, the sheretz is metama the klicheris. So the klicheris becomes a rishon utuma. Now whatever is inside the klicheris becomes a sheni utuma. There's nothing in Mishnah that the bread that's inside an oven in the avir, when the sheretz comes inside the avir, that the sheretz makes the oven into a rishon, and the bread becomes a shniyah. Shatana tchilasoi, that the tana is a tchila. So what should be the suffix? It's not in the Mishnah. So the Gemara named Mesafkalu, they have a suffix, Hodi yomole ravacha baravel rovam, that the ravacha baravel has the kasha to rov on this Mishnah. Heyet lechzayu, hai tanura, kiman damali tumah. Let's look as if the tana is filled with tumah. In other words, the svar is, when a sheretz goes inside a kli cheres, we say, just being in the air, even though it doesn't touch the wall itself, it's matam of the tana. Now, who are then when bread is inside the oven? The Churin Svar, I should say, just like the sheretz is matama, anything in the avir, so let's look at the bread that's inside the avir as if the sheretz is touching the bread directly. So maybe the bread should become rishna tumma. As we say now, we say when you have inside here, a sheretz is hanging in the air, and the bread is hanging in the air also. We say the sheretz is matama the kli, inside is matama the kli. Once the kli is matame, that's the rishna tumma, it's matama the bread inside to make them to shame the tumma. Maybe no. Let's say when the sheretz goes in, anything inside this avir, it's as if it's touching all around the avir. So maybe it's blood like the sheretz is mamish touching the bread. So maybe the lechem should become a rishna tumma. That was the shalot to rova. Let's look as if the whole tanur is full of tumma. And the pas itself would also buy the rishoina. Or Malay, he answered back, Le'amrina lechzayu. We don't say the sorrow of lechzayu. We don't say that. Yehai tanura command the malituma. We don't say such a sorrow like that. The tanya, what's the raya? Yocho yehai kola kalim. Mitamoyim. Biyava klicheris. Again, you have this klicheris, and you have a sheris that went inside it. So let's say if the other klicheris is inside this kli, maybe they're also makabotuma. Maybe any keli is makabel tuma when it's inside the kli cheres. That's what I would think. Hez yochu ye kol hakeli metamoyim. The avi kli cheres. Tamlem the pasuk says no. Kol asher betoicho yitmo. Whatever is inside the kli cheres is makabel tuma from the sheretz. We dashim mikol oichol asher yochol. Only oichlin is makabel tuma inside the kli cheres. We dashim oichlin metamoyim be avi kli cheres. Only an oichol that's inside the kli cheres. When the sheretz goes inside it, even though the sheretz doesn't touch the eichel is also makabel tuma. The ein keli metamoyim v'yava kli cheres. But if there's another kli inside the savir, the second kli doesn't makabel tuma. And the hesbir is like this: a keli is only makabel tuma from a rish from an avat tuma. If the avat tuma touches the keli becomes a rishin l'tuma. Mashenkin, if something's a rishin l'tuma, it can't be matama kelim. Kelim is only makabel tuma from an avat tuma. Mashenkin oichel a mashkin, that's makabel tumah even from a rishon. If a rishon a tumah touches an oichel, the oichel becomes a sheni. So since we see when you have another keli inside the kli cheretz, it doesn't become tummy. What's the hesbam? That we don't look as if the sheretz inside is touching everything inside here, because if we look like the sheretz is touching everything, so let's look like the sheretz is touching this other keli, so the av hatum and the sheretz touch the other keli. Why isn't it tummy? Elamai, we say no. The blind fact, the sheretz in the avir is only being matama, the actual kli itself, the outside kli. The outside kli is the only thing that becomes a rishon l'tumah. Now, anything inside the kli could only become a shenu tumah. So mainly the kelim inside it are taka still Torah. Because the kelim inside is not makabel tumah from a rishon, it could only be makabel tumah from an avat tumah. So that's the raya here, that how a kli cheres works inside, is the sheretz is only like it's touching the outside kli, that's all. The outside kli is a rishon tumah. And the outside kli, now that's matam, anything inside it. So mainly only oichlim inside is makabel tumah or mashkin, not kelim. So mainly if the pas was inside the tanner, the pas of a truma would only be sheni l'tuma. So more tanya, Reb Shimon ben Yochai yomer, chere chas v'sholom shetishtakach Torah miYisrael. He asked if a kasha chas v'sholom it can't be that Torah will be forgotten by Klal Yisrael. Shenem on the posting of Devarim says shiloisi shochach miti zaroi, that they'll never be forgotten Torah from Klal Yisrael. Elamani Mekayim, what does the pasuk mean? Yishertu to Levakish as Devar Hashem Layim So, that they'll look around to find Devar Hashem. We learned before it means they'll look around to find Torah, to find Psukim, find Shalos, nobody will be able to answer it for them. So what, if you'll say they'll never forget Torah, so what does it mean? They'll be